Hilariously Melbourne. Get a hilarious adventure into work every morning with Beep Beep Bev and Nick. And get an epic adventure into art at the Loom Melbourne, Australia's first digital art gallery. Visit now to see the work of Vincent van Gogh like never before. 101, this is the
Come on, what are you looking at me?
Beefy Bev and Nick's nicknamed detectives. 1060, call now. Time for a supply, nicknamed detectives.
Nickname detectives, you call in 131060. Tell us what your nickname is, and we try to figure out how you got it. We are detectives. Badges, hats on. Let's do this. Taylor from Clyde North. Hi, Taylor.
Good morning.
Morning.
Taylor, what is your nickname?
Jelly Bean.
Ooh. Did you used to eat a lot when you were a kid?
No.
You're soft on the inside, hard on the outside?
No.
Little and sweet?
I wish, but no.
What's your last name?
Bateman.
Bateman?
Not a last name. Yep, not a last name.
Jelly Bean.
Are you short?
No.
Did you, like, win a Jelly Bean jar competition?
Oh, good.
No.
What else about Jelly Beans? Why would you call someone Jelly Bean?
Did you look like a little Jelly Bean when you were a baby? Like my son Charlie, we called him Prawn. Because he just looked
very,
like a...
Very close.
Oh, you looked like a jelly bean as a toddler?
No, not quite. It's something only my granddad calls me.
You didn't have any hair?
Sorry, was no, like... not that.
Jelly bean? So we're close.
When he used to cradle you, like hold you when you were a baby, you were the shape of a
jelly bean.
Jelly bean. And he's going, oh, my little jelly bean. Oh, gosh.
We're on the cusp, guys.
I think we're done.
I just think we're done. Taylor, how close were we?
Sort of. So when my granddad first ever saw me, it was on an ultrasound and I was the shape of a jelly bean.
Of course.
How did we, like, guys, that's on us. Of course, everyone sees the jelly bean in the ultrasound. Mm.
That's really flattened
us. If you're not happy with that, are we?
I need a few jelly beans.
You reckon we were close? Okay, Taylor, thank you. Ferv says we got that
one. Like a jelly bean when you were little?
Yeah.
Couldn't be littler.
Oh, hang on. You want this?
Yeah, we got that. T from Geelong. Hi, T.
Detective.
Hi.
Done.
T, what is your nickname?
So my nickname's actually Tonka.
Big
truck.
Big toddler. Tonka truck.
Do you drive a truck?
I do drive a truck.
And that's why you're called Tonka?
Have we nailed it?
Yeah. You basically nailed it.
Oh, now T's flat. Now Tonka's flat.
Damn.
Tonka's
flat.
I'm
not going to have you on that one.
No.
We pretty much knew,
I reckon.
Tonka was a bit of a giveaway.
Yeah. Are you in the truck now, Tonka?
I am in the truck.
Honk the horn, please.
Give me the horn.
Give it a horn, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Oh,
yes.
That? That's a sick Tonka truck.
Yeah. Nice one, T. I like that. We got it. We got it early, too.
Well done
to us. Thank you, T, for calling. Amanda in Mernda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Mando.
Hi, Mando. What's your nickname?
It's HK.
HK.
Hong Kong.
Nope.
HK. Okay, this is quite tricky.
What's
Chikuti.
To ooh, what?
Chikuti.
What? Nothing to do with the last name.
But it's a great name, Chikuti.
Quite sexy last name.
Can you say it again?
Chikuti.
Amanda Chikuti.
I'd be charcuterie.
I wouldn't want HK if I'm Chikuti.
No, Chikuti. Yeah.
HK, is it? Are they initials for something?
Yes, sort
cool.
of.
Cool. We're getting close, guys.
All right. Hungry something. Kid. Hungry kid.
Hungry kid.
Nope.
Not Hong Kong. Wasn't Hong Kong, was it?
Not Hong Kong.
That's really the obvious answer.
Do you drive a truck? We can't just say things that other people have said to you. Come on.
You're happy, hungry.
Nope. It's from a TV show, if that helps.
HK.
What's HK?
Be some British soap opera or something.
Jeez.
Harry Kuehl.
This feels bad. This is awful. We're not even close. Yeah.
I've got some audio
us.
To reveal the answer.
Okay, thank you.
All right, here we go. This is from the TV show.
Yeah, hey, just a sec. I'll check. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Hey,
I'm looking for Amanda Hug and Kiss.
So what's HK?
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Hug and Kiss.
She's Amanda. Yep. Surname Hug and Kiss.
Arguably the most difficult contestant on this segment ever.
I love it though. It's a great nickname.
It's a great nickname.
It's so stuck obscure. For about 6 years. Which is HK.
Even if it was just Hug and Kiss. Yeah. To go another level to HK.
Well, that gives
imagine if we had got that. That would have been amazing.
We were never getting that.
No, 100% we weren't. Even if she said Simpsons, we wouldn't have got that.
No, that was Amanda. Well done. That is the hardest.
You win.
The absolute hardest nickname we've ever had to deal with.
We've got to hand our badge and gun over to Amanda.
And you've actually flattened Fifi for the next hour and 20 minutes. So thanks for that.
That's not a great note for us to end on anyway.
Fifi Feather Nick's best picks on the Fox.
A bit nervous here, Boxy.
Yeah, I thought you might be. We were talking. I don't remember why I said the word, brought up the word abacus.
It was Alpha Bucks.
Oh, Alpha Bucks, that's right. It was a word starting with the letter A, and you said this.
For the dumb people in the car, like me, what's an abacus?
Something you count with, like, you know, when kids, instead of a calculator, it's what do you call that? The beads that you move across.
Like at the playground.
Well, yeah, they have abacuses. Yeah. Yeah.
The beads, eh?
And it's not the first time you've referred to your, I guess, it's not a love of maths.
Don't, let's not just say it was.
I was good at math. My teacher was quite attractive, so I really concentrated. Miss Lucci, her name was. And Lucci. I did maths, methods, and maths because of her, and she was lovely.
Maths, methods.
I did maths. I'm good at math. I'm actually good at math.
You're good at maths. And you loved it because of Miss Lucci.
Yeah.
Well,
surely she's not there.
Look who's on the line. Wow. We've got Miss Lucci.
Good morning, Brendan.
Yeah, he's in Miss trouble. Lucci. My God, it's been a long time.
How are you?
I'm well.
It has.
I think the last time I spoke to you, you just had twins.
I did, and now they're 18. Could you believe that?
God, that makes us feel so old, or me feel so old. Wow. How are you?
Really good, really good. I mean, I've been listening to you to a long time now, so it's great to finally talk to you. Now, look, I'm still waiting for your maths homework that you didn't hand out. Okay, so what's going on?
Oh,
Miss Lucci, he's talked to. I've heard about you a lot over the years we've been working together. You're one of his favourite teachers. Can you give us an insight into what young Brendan Favola was like in the classroom? Was he disciplined? Did he pay attention?
Up the front or down the back?
Look, I really had looked forward to coming into the class with him, you know. He was kind of really cheeky and stood out. And look, he had to sit in the front.
I sat at the
I
front.
I made him always sit in the front. Now, I don't know whether I put him there or he wanted to be there. I'm not really too sure.
I think I wanted to be there. Let's be honest.
Well, I found that out now, but, you know, you're very discreet about it, so I appreciate that. But you got really confident, you know, as you came into the class. Like, when you were in my class, you were confident and you were just really into your math. So I really am so happy to have you in my class. It was great.
See, when I got out of the classroom, I was really shy with everyone because that's the sort of person I was.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put your mind to it and you could do anything. And look at you now. You know, it's fantastic.
It really is.
Don't talk to any other teacher because they all hated me.
So, Miss Lucci, that's that. And it was great, your experience with him, and he did love you. So then you'd go back to the staff room, and when you were sitting down with the other teachers talking about Brendan, what were some other stories?
Well, that story was, look, I always told the teachers, look, I just don't mess with him and he doesn't mess with me. So I used to just say, well, look, you know, I leave him alone. I make sure that he gets his work done and he listens to me. And we just sort of had an understanding, the two of us. I really feel that.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love this.
And did the English teacher say, he's never even turned up to my class?
Now, what was
I used to wonder why you always loved coming to maths, Brendan.
Yeah, what was our English teacher, Mr. Oh God, he used to work at the football. He, old guy with grey hair, can't remember his name, Geelong supporter. Oh God, I can't remember him.
Oh, but Mr. Donovan?
Mr. Donovan, maybe. And he was a mad, mad footy supporter. So he just said to me.
Oh, Mr. Lawton.
Mr. Lawton. It was Mr. Lawton.
Mr. Lawton, he's a great friend of mine still. Yes.
I remember once he told me, Fee, you'd love this, Nick. He said, now, if you find someone's work from last year, just copy it and hand it in and I'll pass it. Because you're not going to be able to do it yourself. And I just want, because I was already playing footy at the time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really worried about school. So I did. And I passed.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You did very well, Brendan. Yeah. We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh, this is...
As a teacher, upon hearing that he's just copied someone else's work, oh, we're so proud of you, Brendan.
School was never going to get me anywhere. It was all about footy, wasn't I, Miss Lucci?
Correct. It all was about all about footy for you. But, you know, I wanted you to just have the best success you could possibly have. Oh, and you did. And it's really great.
Miss Lucci, you sound like such a wonderful teacher. That's why we love our teachers, bringing our kids up and encouraging them. And just out of interest, though, in terms of like...
You really want to bring me down,
don't you? No, I don't want to bring you down. I want to know more about you as a kid. So in terms of the other students, was he like... loved class clown in track.
Okay, yes, definitely. He was the class clown. Let's face it, Brendan.
Yeah, 100%.
You wanted all the attention, and you know, and you just demanded attention, and you were pretty loud and bubbly, and
but
you're
out
there.
If I was good, Miss Luch, if I was good in the classroom, everyone else would be good. But if I was like, I'm not ready for this, and I don't want to be part of it. I'd coerce everyone else into being naughty.
Exactly. you really needed to be disciplined at many times.
Yeah. Miss Lurchie, you'll be happy to know he's still got a love of maths today. Like just before he said, hey, Nick, if I put $10 on this $34 multi-bet, that's $340. Wow,
that's
Brendan,
what I
you
like.
Love
I
math.
I like to hear people. Yeah, I love to hear
Are
people
you still
use
teaching?
Their math skills. I am. I am still teaching.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Yes.
At high school?
I can't stay away from it.
Same school?
No, I actually just recently moved. So now I'm somewhere else. But after many years, and I've now moved. So,
Miss Lucci, now we did, and you know, you've heard this many times on this show. He talks about his childhood crush on his maths teacher, Miss Lucci. And would it make it awkward if I brought in Miss Lucci's husband, Ian, who's on the line? Hi, Ian!
Hey, Ian!
Oh, no!
Hello.
Ian! Mr. Lucci.
Brendan Favola.
How are you, brother?
Get my wife's name out your in-mouth.
Right. Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
There was all sorts happening not far from us here in South Melbourne. In Elwood, the hot air balloon that crashed, 12 passengers on board, made the emergency landing. The pilot, who had 27 years experience, that's the pilot you want on the hot air balloon, that's apparently a valve misfired and wasn't working. He was aiming for the beach. I love that.
He got close, wasn't far off.
Yeah, he's said just missed it by 200 metres.
Mm. I drove past it on the way home yesterday, and I was like, what's happening? There was like police, ambulance, the road was cut off, and then I heard on the news that that's where it was. I was like, oh, wow. It was unbelievable. It didn't miss by much.
I didn't like the audio of it, though, coming in. On Twitter, they had warning language. I'm like, I assume that because it's video footage from a crash. There better be language. If I hear a gosh darn it, I don't believe they were scared. They're lying.
The best thing about the video was the builder that was renovating the house that they flew over, and he was just standing on the balcony, and then he just ran inside and was like, imagine seeing that. What the hell is going on?
Do you know what's funny? Because some Sunday mornings, because they fly over our house, and I've landed, but you know when you hear the whoosh, when they heat up the fire in it, and it's a because I've lain in bed going, what is going on outside? That sounds like a bear. Like someone's like trying to come into the house.
It's all the...
Yeah.
Is that like the Hollywood Hills tours when they go, we're going to fly over Fifi's estate?
No, it's not at all. It's not.
The balloon's going, that's where she lives.
Is it your kids using one to get to the other side of the backyard? Yeah.
No.
That's Fee's servants
Hop in,
coming
Daisy.
In.
It's a small weatherboard.
Oh, the servants are here, kids. Quick, get out of bed. Breakfast will be served in a minute.
Anyway, what's interesting?
There's a small weatherboard too, but there's nothing better.
Are you finished?
Than insinuating you live on some sort of royal grounds.
Small, adequate weatherboard. Now, Leon was saying to me this morning that he knows people that have been in a hot air balloon that has gone down too.
Like,
I'm not
a liar.
Like, what crap?
I'm not someone that's ever going to go in a hot air balloon.
Mate, I'm not going in one either.
I can deal with the technology of an aeroplane, but I can't deal with a basket and a balloon.
But a hot air balloon to me, and I think you'd feel the same, Boxy, is like going on a Ferris wheel. You get up the top and you go, oh, awesome, now I want to get down.
Yeah, I don't want to be up there.
It takes 4 hours to get down.
Yeah.
Fifi, Bev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
This happened, as we know, big news story. The hot air balloon that went down, luckily no injuries, everyone was okay. But does this happen? What have we got?
We got one!
Sarah from Elwood, tell us about your hot air balloon crash.
I was in Egypt on like one of those tours, you know, many years ago, I think in 2011. Mm-hmm. And we went up as part of the tour. There was a bunch of us, maybe like 10 in the balloon. Meant to go over the Valley of the Kings, couldn't because of the visibility, and instead decided to go over like all of these fields. I don't know what crops they were, but we started to come down and the people in the field that were farming could see that we were about to crash. So they were following the balloon to try and help us.
Oh, that's nice.
And, yeah, and we landed on our side into this huge field of really tall grass or some kind of crop. I'm not quite sure what it
was. Were they walking like an Egyptian?
Oh. Fair.
Yeah, well said, Sarah.
Sums it all up there.
So no one was hurt, but as we were landing, old mate Troy decided to let out a massive fart, so it was absolutely revolting.
Sarah.
Oh, geez. Sarah. Not around flames like that.
God. Sarah, was it
trying
scary
to keep it
though?
Oh, God. Everyone is disgusted now.
I've actually got a legitimate question for Sarah. So I imagine as that's going down.
We're just trying to help. Sorry.
Egyptian probably isn't a language that you can even understand. Would you have known what the pilot
Arabic.
Was panicking about?
Said,
no, absolutely no idea. Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Yeah,
They did manage it pretty well, so it wasn't like it was coming at speed towards the ground. It was
just
going slowly.
That's what
slowly,
I think the benefit is. Even yesterday's, it looked like it's a gradual crash. It's one of those slow, gradual.
You know what creeps
descents.
Me out? When Sarah said we wanted to go over the Valley of the Kings, but the weather was bad, so we just went over some farms. I'd go, no, I'm all right. You know what I mean? Sorry, guys, we can't do Valley of the Kings. Do you want to go over farms? No, I don't. Take me back to the launch pad.
Sarah, we didn't think we'd get one caller, so thank
well
you.
Done,
and hang on a second.
We got one!
Alia from Mentone. Hi, Alia.
Hi, guys.
Now, we are particularly impressed that we're grateful that you're safe because you, in fact, Alia, were on the hot air balloon that crashed in Elwood.
I sure was.
Tell us, please, what happened? How are you?
I mean, surprisingly fine. I don't know how, but it started off so peaceful. It was a gift for my husband for Christmas. So, you know, it was all romantic. It was all really nice. Going through the city was beautiful. And then, we started kind of skimming some trees at the Botanic Gardens. And we were like, he's just giving us a really close look at, we didn't really think twice. We just thought it was like a scenic route, you know. And then we noticed all the other balloons were kind of going the opposite way. And we were like, okay. Are we supposed to be following them? He basically just told us to brace ourselves. And we smashed into the top of a building on St Kilda Road.
Alia, was there anything else before that? Because I've always wondered about that. Did he have any panic? Did you know?
No, he was so calm.
Wow. So he didn't tell you, until you were scraping the trees we're about to go down.
Well, so the first hit isn't actually on the video. We didn't start videoing until after.
Yeah, as you do. Did you think you were going to die?
Yeah. So we were actually, I was texting my husband's mom. I was texting my family.
What did you say? Yeah.
We're crashing.
I love you. Goodbye, just in case.
I love you. We're crashing.
Oh my God.
Everyone knew we were on it. So
that's grim.
Because I was thinking about the pilot again. Maybe the pilot would think, if I can get this on the beach, it's just like I intended to do.
Yeah,
that.
And that's like, look what
I did. He was so adamant we would make it to the beach. I was really, really hoping we would. Oh. But we ran out of, basically almost ran out of gas. So just kept hitting more buildings and went down.
Alia, do you owe your husband another Christmas gift? Because that first one, that is.
I might take him on another ride.
Oh, no.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Something you mentioned, Fev, because the area we were going to, when you were growing up, Lynbrook was just paddocks.
Yeah,
it didn't exist.
Cow paddocks.
But we were talking about the area that you grew up, Birchcourt and Narre Warren, and you mentioned that down the road from, I think, where we're broadcasting or somewhere thereabouts, is the Tip Top Factory.
Yes, Tip Top Bakery.
The Tip Top Bakery.
We used to drive past it all the time, Boxy, on the way to Dad's work. He used to work at a steel company just in just off Dandenong Centre Road or Centre Road Dandenong. And we drive past it all the time. And the smell of that place, oh my God, just makes you want. It goes for like kilometres, the smell.
Wow. Mm.
And it was like Jace's favourite spot. He's like, every time we drive past, he's like, the Tip Top Bakery.
Yum,
so
that
good.
Smell. Well, because the other day I was on Canterbury Road near Ringwood, I drove past the Cadbury Factory. They need to work on their smell.
Not as good?
Well, there's nothing to smell. See, I love, because chocolate, I don't think it smells. No. But I was thinking, I like wound down the window because I thought I want to get some Cadbury smell, but there's
Mate,
no smell.
Drive past a Tip Top Bakery and you can smell it for miles.
But maybe we should.
So that sounds nice. Coming in from the western suburbs, you'd get into the city, you'd get the Craft Factory.
Like poo.
No, that was going the other way, Fev, out to Werribee.
the
sewage
factory.
Treatment plant, which would always kick off some footy fights when Williamstown would play Werribee. This place stinks like... And then it's on.
You stink like the...
Yeah. But the Craft Factory, Vegemite, very... Yeah.
Is that a good smell, the Craft Factory?
Not necessarily.
No, that wouldn't be. See, there are smells around Melbourne. What smells are iconic around... Ooh, that smell. What is that?
A song
by
he just typed in smell and that's the song that he got.
No, it's by the same guys that sing this song.
Oh, that's a great song.
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, it's their other this is from the back catalogue.
I remember
the
smell song taking off.
Hey, I'll tell you what smells
Leonard.
Good.
No good. Yes,
I'll tell you what smells good. Teen Spirit. Oh,
another song. Be a better song.
You know when you walk past like shopping, like when you're going, you're at like a Southland or a High Point or, you know, Doncaster Southland? I mean, Westfield?
Yep.
And that smell of the body shop. You walk past the body shop and it comes out into the alleyway, like where you're walking into the corridors, and it smells like soaps and creams.
What's the soap
all mixed
place,
into
though?
One?
Oh,
it's the body shop, Lush.
No, like the body shop does smell great, but no, there's the soap shop that's intense. It's,
oh God, it draws me in every time.
That iconic soap shop.
I should remember it because I'm there.
No,
there in the lead up to Christmas every year.
Yeah, I want to say Lush. Somebody
Maybe
will know.
Lush.
Do you know what?
Good.
For me, what about when you're at the airport and you're walking past Krispy Kreme donuts?
I'm glad you said that. I was hoping you weren't going to say when you're in the plane because everyone farts. It stinks.
No, don't.
The planes do, man. You smell like plane.
But what are some? Well, like, let's talk about Melbourne. What are the smells of Melbourne? What are some icon? Like when you're driving by. See, I love in the Dandenongs when you get up there, and you can smell rainforest.
The trees.
Like
yeah.
I believe you can. That rainforest smell is amazing. The Dandenongs.
And the air's fresher.
I used to work at CUB, Carlton United Breweries in Abbotsford, and you can smell that. If you go down Victoria Street, if you're near that part of Abbotsford, you can smell, it's like hops and it's all, it's good.
Strong. Yeah. See, Renee was saying Brunswick, you just walk down the street and you smell coffee. It's just a coffee smell. Right. Do suburbs have smells? We want to get to the bottom of Melbourne.
You know when you walk into a pub the next day, like on a Sunday, and you have a can of milk and it's like a nightclub during the Saturday night? It stinks, you know, with that dirty smell of beer being poured all over the ground.
Smell.
Oh, it's the worst smell. But it takes you back. You go, oh, God, the memories.
God. Stale, stinky alcohol wine crushed into the carpet.
Just makes me want to go to a
romantic.
Pub.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best
picks on The Fox. Speaking of smells of Melbourne.
Still running with that song. The smells of Melbourne. I'm also running with Smelbourne, but no one's joined me on that.
I like Smelbourne.
You like Smelbourne?
I thought that was a great... I liked it.
Yeah. But Smelbourne sounds like something someone from another city is saying, you know, in a derogatory way about our city. Oh, Smelbourne.
I like it.
The smells of Melbourne. Let's share them. Denise in Werribee. Hi, Denise.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Denise. What's an iconic smell of Melbourne?
Okay, well, it's not pleasant, but the meatworks as you go on the Western Ring Road. I think everyone I know knows that smell.
Yeah.
The iconic Vegemite factory.
Yeah. Port Melbourne.
Yeah, you mentioned
the craft factory.
It wafts through your car.
And that's not too bad, is it?
No.
I kind of like it. It's kind of pungent.
You know when you have Vegemite and butter on toast and the toast is really hot and it's got that particular smell? That's what it smells like.
See, my thing about, because I love Vegemite, Vegemite toast is one of the best, but I'm more about the butter. Like for me.
Yeah, I've seen how you spread it.
Oh,
you have like a spread. You have like a Nana's cordial of Vegemite.
Yeah, sprinkle of Vegemite, but all about the butter.
Yeah, it's all about the butter.
Nah.
Yes.
When I put Vegemite on, people take a bite and they go, "Oh, is there bread under there?" Like they don't even know.
Nah, that's disgusting.
That's wrong. That's
Australian. It's not. It's the most Australian thing you can do.
Actually, speaking of butter, though, is there a butter factory? I'd drive past that. Take that in. A butter factory would smell amazing.
I reckon you'd melt.
Oh, he's on.
You are. Thank you, Denise. Doug in Clyde. Hi, Doug.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Doug. What's a smell around Melbourne?
I think it was just said, but the really bad one at the M80 Ring Road Interchange.
Oh.
Don't know what it is, but it's horrible.
I think it might be meatworks,
Interchange. Do you think it's a slaughterhouse? Is that what it is?
Mm.
Yeah,
an abattoir. Abattoirs that stink.
Abattoir. That would. Maybe that's what that is.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't know. I think that would be enough to make me a vegan. I think.
Really? Not one trip on the ring road. No. I don't think so.
No, you'll be right, mate.
No, but I'll never forget when I was a kid following a truck that had like a calf on the back of it, and I knew where it was going.
Yeah.
And I was
calf
heaven. I was a vegan for a day. Then that just it just gets me.
Yeah.
But how good are lamb cutlets, though?
See, that's where I get torn. thank you, Doug. Brett in Deer Park. Hi, Brett.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Brett, what's a smell around Smelbourne?
Well, on the ring road, it's that chicken factory.
Again, it's this.
And that's
it's
a good one or bad one? It's the same one.
It's shocking. It sticks in your car for like 5-10 minutes, and you're in trouble after that.
Never smelled.
You know what? I'm
going
to jump on the ring road. I come out today. I'm busy, but one day this week, I'm going to go and check this smell out.
Let's
just put my windows down.
What do we do out in the burbs from there?
Leon?
A smell, including like the chicken factory. One day I was driving with a friend and it was a very hot day and we had the windows down and could smell something delicious like roast chicken or chicken nuggets. When we got to where we were, I looked at the news and there was a chicken factory that had burnt down.
Oh, wow. Roast chicken.
Smelling.
But it would, though. It smelled like a Sunday roast.
You know what we should do? No joke, guys. We do a brekkie in the burbs around this factory on the M80 ring road, but we take like lots of potpourri. Like we make it all like essential oils. We try to fix the smell.
Mate, you probably could.
We like to take incense burners.
It's not going to help. What, just hang an air freshener off the chimney? It's not going to do anything.
Hey, Boxy, do you know what smells the best?
What?
A Dutch oven.
Oh, I don't. No, Fee, do not Google that.
I don't even.
Don't ask any questions.
Why?
You don't even know what it is. What are you saying, why?
I think I know what
There's
it is.
There's nothing better. What is it?
You've told me before. It's the Doona thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hilariously Melbourne. Australia's first digital art gallery, The Loom Melbourne, is an epic adventure into art. See the world's finest art transform into an awe-inspiring 360-degree experience. Buy tickets now. www.theloom.com. Located at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre. 101.9. This is the